Welcome back, 1218. I'm Fareed Gio, along with Paul Breidecker. I'm going to skip over all the small talk because we got a studio full of folks. Yeah, so I'd like to welcome Julie Gilbert, President and CEO of Destination Door County, Michelle Lowry of Door County Economic Development Corporation, and Susan Levitt of the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport. Welcome all.
Thank you.
So let's start with Door County. Because it's kind of famous, and it's just, I mean, even for Wisconsinites, like to escape up to Door County. And so, and also, we now you have a famous kind of pseudo mayor of Door County.
We do.
So tell us about all that.
Yes. Yes, he is. He is totally our mayor of Door County. Absolutely.
We're so proud of that.
Yeah. We are.
Yes. We highlight him whenever we can.
Absolutely.
What has he told you just kind of resonated with him? What about Door County just said, you know what, I'm really going to go all in with this and just be overflowing with praise?
He has adopted Door County, and he loves coming up because nobody really follows him or mm-hmm. bothers him. He can be as private or as public as he wants. And the county itself, there's so much to do. And then you have AC Tap and the wings and all of those incredible things. He can go there, feel comfortable, feel at home, and he has been such an incredible ambassador for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and feeling at home, I think every community in Door County makes you feel like you're at home.
Yes.
I live in Madison myself, and I used to do the Door County Century bicycle ride, and that was always such a treat for me to do that. But it just gives you a feeling that any of the villages and towns, it's place to relax, a place to learn, place to keep your friends. Sometimes you just see people there that you only see once a year, and that's kind of a treat.
So and Paul, just to add on to that, and then Michelle, please add in, but I have been there now 8 months, and I came from New York, and the first time I saw the county, I fell absolutely in love, because all of the 19 communities, the municipalities up and down the peninsula, really are so unique and interesting. The arts and culture, the history, along with the recreation, build such a tapestry of activities and belonging that it is so easy to fall in love with it.
And Michelle, a lot of us think about Door County, you know, in the summer and fall, but there's things to do there in the winter.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And that's why we work so well together with the Door County Economic Development Corporation that I'm with, and then also Julie with Destination Door County, is we get people to come up and experience the summer, and then they say, hey, maybe I'd want to live here. And that's why we kind of promote, and we have a website called livedoorcounty.org, and that is where we kind of say, hey, how can people get really into living in Door County, working and playing all year round?
And regarding airports, just off the top of my head, there's Ephraim Fish Airport, mm-hmm. which is about halfway up the peninsula. Sturgeon Bay is the largest one, and Cherryland, yes. Mm-hmm. And also Washington Island has a grass strip. I've actually camped overnight for the fish boil. It's been a while, but that was a wonderful experience. But I would say the gateway to Door County is Green Bay Austin Straubel Airport, which is also a sponsor of EA Radio. So we once again thank you for your support.
Yeah, absolutely. We've taken a lot of questions from folks that have their aircraft here or have their RV here, and they kind of want to do this round robin where they're looking for a place in Brown County to either camp or they want to fly into Green Bay, see Lambeau Field, and then where can I go in Door County? And I want to see that submarine in Manitowoc. And, you know, they have all these plans for once they're done here at the show, which is fun because we get to help them kind of craft their next stop in Wisconsin.
And Susan, I'm guessing that the traffic count at the Green Bay Airport is up this week?
Just a little bit.
just a little bit.
Well, we actually started the weekend with a soccer game. We had Bayern Munich and Manchester City.
Oh, yeah.
That kicked off for us on Saturday. So our ramps have been a little full.
Yeah.
But what I would say with those, typically we get 450 GA aircraft during AirVenture. And we always, you know, like last year when we had the storm, they did everything they could to Jenga all of the aircraft into the hangars so that we could keep those aircraft safe. We'll do whatever we can, you know, two world-class FBOs up there that are just waiting for you if you need them. And maintenance on site.
Yeah,
I know
that's of course.
It's huge.
It can, you know, it takes Oshkosh a whole year to prepare for all these airplanes, but you do it 8 times a year with the games.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming in there for their professional football games. A lot of heavy iron comes in there and visits. And certainly I've had a few friends fly up in their light aircraft, too, for those games.
Yeah.
So certainly you can fly in on a schedule, or you can come in by yourself.
Yeah.
What are some of the kind of like countywide festivals or anything like that that kind of promotes people moving up and down the county there? Because it doesn't take that long. It's about an hour drive to go up and down, or
I can tell you it's longer on a bicycle.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to talk about the fly-in fish boil first, just because you had mentioned it earlier. Next year, it will happen in July again, and it will be the 70th anniversary. So. Wow. Make your plans now and get up there. It's pretty fantastic. And if you do have the opportunity to fly over, I have not seen them, but I understand that the shipwrecks that you can see
on clear days, there's at least 12 that you can identify.
Yep, and then the 11 lighthouses are just spectacular for the fly around. So in terms of the festivals, well, we've been having a tremendous number of festivals. And then moving into August, we have the Classic and Wooden Boat Show, Cherry
Beautiful
Fest.
Boats.
Yeah, and again, from the air to the water, you have a plethora of different types of vessels. And Death Store Barbecue is on for the first time.
The gin is still out there, right? Or I can't remember if the gin, they're still making the gin or not.
Oh, are you talking about
Death Store Gin?
In Carlsville?
Yeah, possibly.
As far as I know,
the distillery.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Sorry to advocate for a...
Next time we'll bring some for you.
Yeah. But
we'll have to remember.
But it has to do with certainly some of the agricultural products that are very good in that area as well. So
it's cherry season right now. Yeah. Yes.
So
Michelle, you know, it's really common to be up there and you see a lot of license plates from, you know, let's say another state down south.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. But
you mean Mississippi, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Right. So you must do a lot of marketing for Door County. And I mean, do you reach all around the country, or how do you market?
Absolutely. We reach all around the country. And I'll turn it over to Julie for that, because she's really on tap at that.
So a lot of our origin markets, do I dare say, down south are, it depends on the time of the year.
Sure.
So going more into winter, we see more of that drive market, which is Green Bay, Milwaukee, Fox Cities area.
Yeah.
And then as the spring and summer, it expands into a larger radius, where we're seeing a lot of Illinois, of course, and Minneapolis,
St.
Paul,
is huge.
And St. Louis. Yeah.
I wanted to ask about when does the bay freeze over, Green Bay? Because everybody thinks of the town, but it's actually there's a bay. There's an actual bay, and
it has frozen over.
It's
been a few years.
I was curious. What do you know about the ski flying? Is it mostly on land, or is there? Do they sometimes land on the water?
I know Washington Island, I believe, has done ski planes in there before. And then Ephraim also has a grass strip that I don't recall them doing it anytime recently. But Ephraim is also a unique experience if you want to fly in there. They have like the comfy pedal bikes, the cruisers.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And you have to take it down and get some ice cream at Wilson's and just sit and watch the boats.
To die for, yes. Amazing.
And then you work your ice cream off as you ride your bike back up to the FBO.
Yeah,
of course.
just anything north of like Appleton, the natural beauty of the state of Wisconsin and going into Upper Michigan is unrivaled. Of course, I have. We vacation up in northern Michigan a lot, so it's something that well, we have a lake home,
and okay,
it's not because we choose northern Michigan over Wisconsin, but
it is beautiful.
Yes, yeah. But the natural beauty of that area, and you know, to the west of there is the Nicolet National Forest, mm-hmm. and so if you want to extend your stay here at EAA, drift on up to Door County or before or afterwards, and a lot of natural beauty you'll find.
And there must be a website for people mm-hmm. to learn more.
DoorCounty.com. And in addition to the recreational opportunities, there's some incredible performing arts and a lot of various retail stores with homemade arts and culture and just a lot of
and
things.
You can stop in Hangar C, booth 3014. We have some Door County books that you can pick up if you're looking for additional information. And some of us might be able to help answer questions, too, if you have any.
Outstanding.
I wish we had more time to talk to all of you, but we thank you for coming in. Our guests have been Susan Levitt from the Green Bay, Austin Straubel International Airport, Michelle Laurie, Door County Economic Development Corporation, and Julie Gilbert, President and CEO of Destination Door County. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to EAA Radio.